Father, we do thank you that the Bible is given to us to teach us about our relationship with you. And we thank you that it's God-breathed and it's there to teach us and rebuke us and inspire us. And Lord, I pray this morning we would learn from your word more of what it means to follow Jesus. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we've been thinking a lot in church in different ways about the story of Jonah. If you were here, I think it's about 2 weeks ago. We were doing the story of Jonah in the all-age service. I think I'm right there. I'm very tired this morning, so it might be 3 weeks ago, but it seems about 2 weeks ago. And we've been, if you've been doing the Bible course, we've been thinking about 1 week featured the story of Jonah, and we actually looked at this passage. And, you know, it's a strange story. If you know it, you'll be really familiar with some bits of it. Maybe you heard it when you were little. Maybe it's a story you half know, or maybe it's a story you've never heard before. And that's where this little visual aid from Marie comes in. And I do recommend you have a look at it later and actually hold it, because it's very heavy. It's a whale tooth all the way from Canada. And Marie's got quite a story to tell about the smelly, rotting whale on the beach in Canada that it came from. But it gives you a little bit of a visual picture of some of what we're going to be thinking about this morning. If you are not familiar with the story of Jonah, I want to begin by recapping that. And it'd be good if you've got a Bible to turn to page 927, which is where the story begins. Because in a way, the whole of Jonah is going to be what I'm going to be talking about today. I'll be focusing in on chapter 4. But I think it's good if we know the story as a whole. And basically, what happens is this. Jonah is told to go to Nineveh. Now, Nineveh was the city that the Assyrians had as their capital. They were a cruel and nasty group of people, the last people that Jonah would have wanted to have gone to. And so he runs in the opposite direction. He goes to Tarshish. And that was probably about as far west as anybody in Israel knew at the time. And most scholars think it was probably in Spain. So he goes in the exact opposite direction. Nineveh is in sort of northwest of Israel. It's about 500 miles north of where Jonah lived. And that's the exact opposite direction from where Jonah goes. He gets in a boat, he gets out, and he starts heading out towards Tarshish. Well, they're not out at sea that long when and Jonah goes below deck. He tries to sleep, and a storm blows up. And when that storm blows up, they cast lots, and the lot falls on Jonah. They're trying to find out who did this. So they've used they cast lots. It's sort of they probably all took a little stick, and it fell to Jonah. Well, Jonah owns up and says that he has run away, and he's very clear. He says, pick me up and throw me into the sea and it will become calm. And that's just what they do. The sailors pick Jonah up, throw him into the sea, and God sends, miraculously, a large fish. And the fish swallows up Jonah. Now, when Jonah is inside this big fish, he calls out in his distress to God. And he repents of what he has done. And God has mercy on Jonah. He throws Jonah out. The fish throws Jonah out onto the beach. And no, Jonah does what he was told to do all along. He heads to Nineveh. And in Nineveh, he tells the people about their wicked ways. He warns them in 40 days' time, they will be overturned and destroyed. And when the people